Brian Stiller says, don't mistake pluralism for relativism.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Back to Brian Stiller, global ambassador for the World Evangelical Alliance, cautions us about confusing pluralism with moral relativism. Moral relativism is the belief that there are no absolutes. It says people can believe whatever they want because nobody knows what is right or wrong. Pluralism is the belief that people have the right to believe what they choose, even if they're wrong. Pluralism makes it possible for people to live side by side without fighting over their beliefs. It does not mean we avoid sharing our faith with others. It may mean others may not like what we say, but we have the right to say it. We read this in Acts chapter 14. Paul and Barnabas went to the Jewish synagogue and preached with such power that a great number of both Jews and Greeks became believers. Some of the Jews, however, spurned God's message and poisoned the minds of the Gentiles against Paul and Barnabas. But the apostles stayed there a long time, preaching boldly about the grace of the Lord. These men kept proclaiming the good news, even though some rejected their message. Today, we can speak boldly, but lovingly, about Jesus Christ. We do it because we agree with Psalm 119:89. Your eternal word, O Lord, stands firm in heaven.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com